Well, a warm welcome to you who just tuned in. You're listening to the program called At Ease. This is the 59th program that is made possible by the South African Military Christian Fellowship. This program is a production of Good News Community Radio Station, and I am your host, Chris Meyer. You're going to listen now to our devotion by Pastor Jonathan Holt as he's going to read to us from Psalm 100 verse 2. Then we're going to listen to the South African Navy Band, and the piece of music is Chorale. Graham Wilson will be next with Military Challenge newspaper testimony, and the theme of this testimony is Major General and Referee of Major General Roddy Porter. Then we're going to listen to Captain Peter Lawrence with his two questions that he speak about personal evangelism. And then the South African Military Christian Fellowship News with Riranzo Mangani. Then lastly, we will play out with the South African Navy Band called Shine, Jesus, Shine. I trust that you will enjoy this program and that you will sit back and relax wherever you've been listened to. And we're going to listen now to Pastor Jonathan Holt.
Psalm 100 verse 2 says, "Serve the Lord with gladness, come into His presence with singing." Song has cheered the hearts of believers in times of distress and difficulty. We can think of Paul and Silas singing hymns of praise after having been imprisoned in Philippi. Singing good, solid Christian truths has often been the means that God has used to comfort the souls of His people. I remember as a child listening to a record of World War I and World War II songs. The record belonged to my grandfather, who served in the South African Army as a medic in World War II. The songs were designed to lift the spirits of tired and weary soldiers. God encourages us to sing songs of praise and worship. Not only do they glorify Him, but they are a great encouragement to our souls. One such hymn I want us to think about today is one titled Rock of Ages. This hymn was written by Augustus Toplady. He was born in England in 1740. His father died of yellow fever just a few months after he was born. He grew up. He came to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ, and then he became a minister of the gospel in the Church of England. It is said that the hymn Rock of Ages was inspired on one of his walks near a gorge. One day, a great storm arose, and he had to take shelter in the cleft of a rock in the ravine. This cleft rock became known later by the locals as the Rock of Ages, in reference to Toplady's hymn. The first two stanzas of the hymn reads as follows. Rock of Ages, cleft for me, let me hide myself in thee. Let the water and the blood from thy riven side which flowed be of sin the double cure. Cleanse me from its guilt and power. Not the labor of my hands can fulfill thy law's demands. Could my zeal no respite know? Could my tears forever flow? All for sin could not atone. Thou must save, and thou alone. In this hymn, we are reminded that our only safety from the storm of God's wrath against our sin is found in Jesus Christ. It is through faith in His wounds that He suffered for our sin, through faith in the blood that flowed from His hands, feet, and wounded side, through faith in the all-sufficient sacrifice He offered to His Father on the cross, that we find refuge and safety. Not only are we shielded and protected from the storm of God's wrath, but we are cleansed from the guilt and power of sin. We are reminded that our own religious efforts cannot atone for even one sin. Only what Christ has done for us on the cross is able to save us from the terrible power of sin and the storm of God's wrath against it. Toplady died at 48 years of age. When the doctor told him that his pulse was growing weaker and that he was dying, he said, "Why? That is a good sign that my death is fast approaching, and blessed be God, I can add that my heart beats every day stronger and stronger for glory. Only one who has found refuge in Jesus Christ can face death with such assurance. May the words of the hymn, Rock of Ages, give you much comfort and peace, knowing that the precious blood of Jesus has washed away your sin, and that you are hidden in Christ, safe and secure in his everlasting love. Let's pray together. Gracious Lord God, we praise you for the assurance of knowing that the death of Jesus Christ is fully sufficient to atone for all our sin. Thank you that we are hidden in Christ and need not fear death. We praise you for the glory that awaits us as your children. Fill us with your comfort and peace today. We ask this in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Pastor Jonathan Holt, for that devotion out of Psalm 100, verse 2. And I can agree to that, and to glorify God and to give thanks and praise to Him. You know that there is salvation in Jesus Christ. I think man's greatest problem, greatest need, and although man might not know that, many don't know that, and that is his is forgiveness. Our greatest need is forgiveness. Our greatest need is to be reconciled with God, and we try it with so many different ways and things that we try to reconcile ourselves. And as we know, just as the pastor said, it is impossible. But to know that everything, that the death, the burial and resurrection of Christ was sufficient enough. You know, today I asked a person, not today, yesterday, a person concerning personal evangelism. And I asked him the question, like what our captain always teaches us on a Wednesday, on a Tuesday. And as I asked him this question, you know, it's a very vital and a very important question. You know, what will he say to God when he die and stand before the gates, heaven gates, and Jesus might ask him, you know, on what grounds must I allow you in my heaven? And he was looking at me and he said, I don't know. I don't have an answer. Well, folks, you need to have a pass. You need to have an answer. And there's only one answer. And if you listen to the captain when his time come to share with us personal evangelism, really, people is going to hell, and there's only one person that can save them from that. Not just to save them from hell, but to have a relationship with them. If you read John 17, verse 3, what is eternal life? And Jesus explained it there in his high priestly prayer. This is what it is. The same in John 6. This is the works of my Father. What is that? To believe in me. Because I give the bread of life. I am the bread of life. But so many just want God for what he can do to them. Like a lucky dip or a sugar daddy, something like that. But he's not that. He wants to be and he wants to have an awesome relationship with each and every one of his creation. So thank you. Pastor Jonathan Holt, I love that song, Rock of Ages. We sing it in Afrikaans because I'm speaking Afrikaans. Ewige rots geklief vir my. Laat my veilig by u bly. May God bless you, as he was also reading us that two stanzas of that. We're going to listen now to the First Navy song called Korel. Let's listen to that. That was Chorale from the South African Navy Band. I have a WhatsApp here that I would love to share with you. The person's name is Lloyd Bates. He say, I look forward every Tuesday to the program. It's really helping me growing in Christ Jesus and for the blood of Jesus Christ and for teaching me how I can help others give their life to Jesus through forgiveness of sin. God bless you and the team of this program. Lloyd Bates, thank you for this WhatsApp. I believe that every person who listen here at this moment, and especially South African Military Christian Fellowship and all our content providers, that they will appreciate this. And I think the captain will be also be blessed, because we learn from him as he teaches us on the air how to do personal evangelism. And I really appreciate that every Tuesday, so on spot, because that is what it is all about. The time is short. Jesus is coming. We can't let one minute pass us by, the opportunity that God gave us to reach out a helping hand to the dying souls of man. I think we live in a time that this is no more, how can I say, there is no urgency in people's lives. If I look at the end time sins, 2 Timothy chapter 3, we live in such a state that, you know, there is no more absolute truths. People do whatever they feel and what they like, and they create truth. For them, is truth is what they create and what they think. They have their own world view and really disregard God's world view of what scriptures say. And that's why I think it is very necessary that just to tell others, you know, about the saving grace of Jesus Christ. You don't have to have a degree or something, like a diploma or something. No, just tell them what Jesus has done for you. And that is enough. I can remember I sit in a clinic here in the place where we stay here in Tongaat. And I sense in my heart that I need to talk to this particular person. He's not from my religion. He's totally different religion. And I sit next to him and I ask him, can I sit next to you? And he said, yeah, and very friendly, very polite. So I trust the Lord for some common ground. And as we talk, and so I start talking. We became actually good friends. Every time when I am at the clinic, he's there, because it looks like we have the same dates most of the time to go to the clinic. And then one guy was passing by, smoking and do some stuff. And this man, say, poor guy, you know, he's so bound up. And we talk. And he said he can really actually quit that bad habit of him. He said actually, he can do this, man. He can quit it, and only by strong willpower, you know. I said, sir, can I tell you something? I was an alcoholic for many, many years, and I tried to commit twice suicide, and I tried to end this horrible life by strong willpower, and I couldn't get it right. And he looked at me like this, and I say, but you know what? I found a solution. He looked at me and said, yeah, well, that was through Jesus Christ. He's the one who delivered me. Wow. Yeah. Well, listen to this man's testimony that we're going to listen to. Graham Wilson, the Military Challenge newspaper, as he's going to narrate for us from Major General Roddy Porter, from Major General to referee. What an awesome testimony. Let's listen now to that.
The following testimony is taken from the military edition of the Challenge newspaper. Major General and Referee. Major General Roddy Porter is more than a military man. Over a 30-year career in the armed forces, Major General Roddy Porter saw active service in Ireland, Bosnia and Iraq. Yet when asked what has made the biggest impact in his life, the answer is always his relationship with his Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ. I took a gap year between finishing school and joining the army, the Major General says. During this time, I worked at a school in Devon which had Christian staff. I was skeptical about their belief in God until I saw the power of prayer and faith. Church attendance helped the Major General understand more about Jesus Christ. At church, I learned more about this Jesus Christ, the reason he had lived and then died on the cross for us before rising again. It was amazing that he wanted to have a relationship with me, he says. So, 31 years ago, faced with the indisputable evidence that what the Bible said was true today, I asked God to forgive my rebellion against him and asked Jesus Christ into my life. And so began what the Major describes as an amazing walk with God, which included becoming a rugby referee for the armed forces. I began playing rugby at an early age, but was really too light and not athletic enough to be very good once I became an adult, he told Contact magazine. I played at regimental level in the army for a while, and I've always loved the game. I love the strength and skill and teamwork and passion required to play, and its exemplary code of sportsmanship and fair but hard play. So when my brief and unspectacular playing career reached its end, I wanted to stay involved. That is why I became a referee. Since qualifying in 1999, the Major General has refereed for civilian associations in England and Northern Ireland, as well as with school teams. He sees many parallels between his obedience to God and refereeing. Rugby refereeing is about the application of the law, but in such a way as to ensure fairness and to allow players and spectators on both sides to enjoy the game, he told Contact in June 2010. What an encouragement from someone who has faced severe challenges in different walks of life, including active service over a 30-year span, to place trust in God Almighty, the only true God who loves us unconditionally and is faithful to forgive us our shortcomings if we confess and turn from them.
Thank you, Graham Wilson, for that testimony of Major General Roddy Porter. Yeah, I don't think that in God's kingdom you can retire, because there's no room for people that is been retired in the kingdom of God, because everybody is still in active service in the kingdom of God, because God has always something to do for you. If you are, you know, was a minister in his kingdom, in a church or wherever you was ministering, and you come to an age where you feel you can't do it anymore, you know, we're getting older, then God has something else for us. He always has something. Even if it is to pray for, you know, whosoever out there, because it is a ministry unto God. If I can come back to what I was saying and what was Pastor Jonathan was saying, and I think that is, I think of the theme, if I can put a theme to what we say here in this program today, that I can think of what Paul said in Colossians, and you, and not just in Colossians, in other of his epistles as well, where he thanked God always when he think of the children of God, of the church of God, and how through the blood of Jesus Christ, through forgiveness of sin, that they can be reconciled to God. You know, there is a void in all of us. That is what the Bible teaches us. And the only person that can really fill that void is God himself. But we try with many other kind of stuff to satisfy that, to fill that. But, you know, that void, I said many times, is like a room that has been locked up with a digital lock, a lock with five digital letters, not numbers, but letters. And you must have the code, the right letters to open that lock. And no one can open it except one person. Five digits, five letters, the code. And if I can spell it out for you, Jesus. That's the code to that lock. He can satisfy. He can satisfy the deepest of hunger, the gravest of craving for water. You know, the deepest of sea can't even quench that. But Jesus Christ can. So I don't know what is your circumstances at this moment. I don't know what you are going through. I don't know. In the military, maybe you are retired in the armed forces. Maybe you have a disablement because of maybe what happened in the war or some accident that happened. And you feel you've been putting on the shelf and no one cares about you, or God don't care. No. He do care. Just the fact that Paul said, I thank God every time when I think about you, that you've been saved, and that the gospel that you accept is the very same gospel that has been preached all over the world, and it is bearing fruit, and out of that spring a living hope, faith and love and a living hope. Well, I trust that you will be blessed by this. And here is our captain. Our captain with personal evangelism. Listen once again to his advice. May God bless you.
Good evening, at ease listeners. This past 9 months or so, we've heard the two questions, the two spiritual questions regarding where you stand before Almighty God and the gift of eternal life. The first question being, have you come to that place in your spiritual life where you know for certain that if you were to die, you would go to heaven? And the second question, suppose you were to die and appear before Almighty God and He were to ask, why should I allow you into my heaven? What would you say? Two piercing questions that need an answer, and which prayerfully you can now answer, or you were able to answer. But now the question being, don't you want to ask people those questions that you know and want to know? Where do they stand before Almighty God? Diagnostic questions to ascertain where they stand before God and perhaps help them to find salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ. So yeah, so perhaps you're in a foxhole, perhaps you're in a car or an aeroplane, and you have a few moments with someone. You might never see them again, but you felt led to share the good news with them. So how do you do this? Maybe it's also just with a neighbor. It's going to take over a few months. You can ask the two questions. And of course, one's got to earn the right. You can't just go in there guns blazing, so to say. It once happened at a Bible college where this outline was being taught, and they went out for practical training, got into a taxi, and the one student straight away said, suppose you were to die. And of course the one person in the taxi got such a fright that he jumped out, slid open the door and got out the first opportunity, worried that he was perhaps going to die. But, of course, the question had been asked too quickly, and the right to ask the question had not been obtained. So over the next few months, we'll share how to share the two questions in the gospel. But we'll start tonight then with developing a friendly relationship. So this is critical. You know, also walking the talk. You've got to set a good example. People must see in you the love of Christ. They must see in you the fruit of the Spirit: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. So the first point would be a sincere interest in the person's life. Ask him questions like where he went to school, why he joined the military, or the job that he's in. It's taking a sincere interest, not just quickly, but taking some time to get to know him better. And sincere listening. not just what's the next question or what next in developing a friendly relationship, but sincerely listening to his answers. And perhaps he's telling you about his grandmother that died or the financial situation he's in. And these are things that you can help with later. So listen sincerely that he can see that you take an interest in him. And sincere caring that there's follow-up and that you really, he heard what he had to say and you want to care and be there for him. And of course, this all goes about the Holy Spirit helping you, that you're dependent on the Holy Spirit helping you through this time. And so you'd be perhaps silently praying, others praying for you, knowing that you love to share the gospel, and you get prayer partners. But the first point then is developing a friendly relationship. And so I'd like to leave that with you, that before you ask the two questions, that you develop this friendly relationship with people. Even if it's just 5 or 10 minutes that it takes, or it might be over a few months, but you might only have that moment in life, that opportunity that is there and then gone, that you meet this person. And then you've sown seeds in his heart, the two questions, and the Holy Spirit, of course, dependent that he will continue to speak to this person's heart afterwards. So thank you. So take that to heart, developing this friendly relationship, that you can earn the right then to ask the two questions that you will come to in a few weeks' time. Now thank you. Every blessing in Christ Jesus the Lord. Amen.
Thank you, Captain Peter Lawrence, sowing the seed. That's all you have to do, sowing the seed. God do the rest. If we do our part, and that is just sowing, and you don't have to say much, just sow it. It can be a tract, it can just give that what God lay on your heart, like the captain say. And you will never know. You never know that person where you are busy sowing the seed, you never know what will happen to him if you don't do that. Because he might be on the brink of some suicide or do something catastrophically, because maybe that person give up on life. And you don't know what they're going through. And God lay on your heart just to sow a seed in his life. And sometimes we don't do that. Sometimes we don't listen to that small voice in our hearts to do that. And then the opportunity is gone, and then we have regrets. Sow it in the morning, sow it in the evening, sow it at noon. Because you don't know. You don't know what will happen. And one thing that you and I can be very sure of, that the Word of God will never turn void to God. That little seed that you sow, don't think, it's not going to happen, nothing. God used that because it is his word that has been sown. And God is able to work in it, in the heart, because it will grow on that person. Thank you, Captain Peter. I trust that we take heart of all of these teachings that you bring. We're going to listen now to our news. Thank you, Riranzo.
Attention! Good evening, South Africa. Good evening, listeners of At Ease FM. Riranzo Mangani, your news reader. We continue to pray for the peace and an end to the terrible war in Ukraine, as well as the peace in conflicts in other areas of the world. Let us continue to pray that the soldiers fighting on both sides in Ukraine tend to and find comfort and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ for their safety and the gift of eternal life in heaven. We pray that they will have the peace that surpasses all understanding through Christ Jesus the Lord, despite the terrors of the war. Please pray for the SAMCF as we make changes to our constitution and operating principles in line with the word of God and his guidance. The Association of Military Christian Fellowship Prayer, AMCF Prayer. Heavenly Father, We thank you that the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses from all sins. Bless the servicemen and women of all nations, and grant that we know the joy of being all in one in Christ Jesus, may be filled with your love and pass it to one another through the power of the Holy Spirit, until his coming again. Amen. Please pray for the SANDF and other South African troops presently deployed to northern Mozambique to conduct peacekeeping operations. Pray also for the naval and air support as well as medical staff all serving in different areas of operation. We please value our listeners' prayers for this news item. We thank God for our SANDF chaplains. Please join us praying for their ministry and service in the SANDF. Please pray for the next edition of the SANCS Military Challenge newspaper, which will be printed and distributed to military units and bases throughout South Africa. Pray that the Christian soldiers will be encouraged in their faith, and many who do not believe and trust in Christ Jesus as the Lord and Savior of their lives will come to salvation whilst reading the testimonies of the Challenge newspapers. Please consider how you listeners might become more involved in supporting the ministry of the SANCF in the SANDF. This might be through prayer, financially, or other means. Let us know and we will further interact with you and contact you. Your support will be very much appreciated. Thank you. Remember, our contact details are 062-028-7546. I repeat, 062-028-7546. And our email address is sncf3@gmail.com. I repeat, sncf3@gmail.com. As well, our at-ease email address is at-ease@gncr.org.za. at-ease@gncr.org.za. And you can also text us on our Messenger, on our Facebook page at South African Military Christian Fellowship. I thank you. Have a blessed evening. God loves you and I love you so much. Thank you.
Thank you, Riranso Mangani. We are so glad that you are back and safe and sound. God's faithfulness. And we know that we prayed for your delegates down there in Madagascar. And I trust that what you've learned there, that you will impart it to the division that you are being posted and deployed. Well, folks, we came to our end of our program. I want to say thank you to all our content providers. We really trust that God will bless you. I want to say thank you. We salute you. And may God bless you and keep you and strengthen you. We're going to play out with a South African Navy band, Shine, Jesus, Shine, that He will shine His face upon you and guide you and keep you wherever you go. Well, folks, for me, Chris Meyer, until we meet again, the Lord's willing, next week, the same time, the same place, be at ease.